Yavama spoke a Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Gedola uketana. A guy was married to a gedola and a ketana. Ba yavam ala gedola. So yibum is done to the gedola. V'chazu ba ala ketana. And the same guy has relations with the ketana that was married to his brother. Osha ba achiv ala ketana, or his brother has bia with the ketana. Loi pasal as a gedola. Doesn't pasal the gedola. He did yibum already to the gedola. That's the first brother did yibum to the gedola. And the second bia that was done to the dead brother's second wife, who was a ketana, that didn't passel the yibum that was done already. So it's just stama maisa's nus. Bo yavam ala ketana, but if the yibum was first done to the ketana, v'chazor va ala gedola, and then the same guy has bia with the gedola, who midiaraisa was married to his brother because she's a gedola, and not only that, therefore there's yibum diaraisa, at least there was a zika diaraisa, o sheba achiv ala gedola, or his brother, who also has a mitzvah of yibum, has bia with the gedola, pasal as a ketana. This would pasal the ketana. And now he can no longer, the first brother can no longer stay with the ketana. Rabbi Elazar Omar, this is Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar was in the same generation as Rabbi Gamliel. And Stam Rabbi Elazar is Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua, who was a Kohen, and he was in the same door as Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi wanted to learn Torah in front of him.
This is all explained by the Taisis Yantiv.
So Rabbi Elazar says, Malamdim haktana shetimayin bo. We would actually, in this case, teach the ketana to do miyun, so therefore the gedola can stay married to either of these brothers, and therefore they were mekayim the mitzvah of yibam. Because miyun retroactively makes it that the bia that was done to the ketana initially, l'shem yibam, was just a bia's nus. Now what's interesting is that we know that by yibam, we had in the previous prakim, that even a maisa's nus, when it comes to bia, by yibam, is kona for yibam. So if that's the case, I understand that when miyun is done, it retroactively takes away the marriage. But how do you retroactively take away a maisa's nus, a maisa bia? So, pashtus, we said earlier that the bia of a katan, Chazal considered it like a mimer. It's not considered a bia legabi yibam. Only with the Rabbanon we consider it like a mimer. And therefore, once you say that the Rabbanon are the ones that said that it's like a mimer, and it's not really a bia, therefore they can uproot the whole thing and consider it as if nothing ever happened. Because the maisa wasn't really a bia. For sure, Midiraisa, and even Midarabanan, they could be mafkia the whole thing. Guess you have to say something like that.